Yashodananda Vajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tirava Machari Yamuna Tirava Machari
Madhis, Divine Grace, Srila A.C., Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Premanandi, Hari Bol. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 4, chapter 17, text number 26. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Who Burman, Yoshid, Uta, Kliba, Burman, Yoshid, Uta, Kliba, Atma, Sambhavano, Dhamma, Atma, Sambhavano, Dhamma, Bhuteshu, Niranukroso, Bhuteshu, Niranukroso, Nipanam, Tadvada, Vada, Nipanam, Tadvada, Vada, Puman Yoshit Utakliba, Atma Sambhavano Dhamma, Bhuteshu Niranukroso, Nripanam Tadvadho Vadha, Puman Yoshit Utakliba, Atma Sambhavano Dhamma, Bhuteshu Niranukroso, Nripanam Tadvadho Vadha, Puman Yoshit Utakliba, Atma Sambhavano Dhamma, Bhuteshu Niranukroso, Nripanam Tadvadho Vadha. Ladies, Puman, a man. Yoshit, a woman. Uta, also. Kliva, a eunuch. Atmasambhavana, interested in self-maintenance. Adhama, lowest of humankind. Bhuteshu, to other living entities. Niranukrosha, without compassion. Nripanam, for the kings. Tat, of him. Vadha, killing. Avadha, not killing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any cruel person, be he a man, woman or impotent eunuch who is only interested in his personal maintenance and has no compassion for other living entities may be killed by the king. Such killing can never be considered actual killing. Purport. The planet Earth is actually a woman in her constitutional form, and as such, she needs to be protected by the king. Priti Maharaj argues, however, that if a citizen within the state, be he man, woman, or eunuch, is not compassionate upon his fellow men, he or she may be killed by the king. And such killing is never to be considered actual killing. As far as the field of spiritual activities is concerned, when a devotee is self-satisfied and does not preach the glories of Krishna, he is not considered a first-class devotee. A devotee who tries to preach, who has compassion upon innocent persons who have no knowledge of Krishna, is a superior devotee. In his prayer to the Lord, Prahlad Maharaj said that he was not personally interested in liberation from this material world. Rather, he did not wish to be liberated from this material condition until all fallen souls were delivered. Even in the material field, if a person is not interested in others' welfare, he should be considered to be condemned by the personality of Godhead or his incarnation like Prithu Maharaj. So please repeat the translation. Any cruel person, be he a man, woman, or impotent eunuch, who is only interested in his personal maintenance and has no compassion for other living entities, may be killed by the king. Such killing can never be considered actual killing.
Amagyanatam randasyaganam jana shalakaya chakshurum bilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chitanya mano vishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapatantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavam scha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jigatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantarada Kantanamostite Tatta Kanchana Gorange Ade Brindavanishvare Vishadhana Suttitevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevicha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
So this is quite shocking, actually, this translation. We've been hearing how Bhumi was trying to escape from Prithu Maharaj, and we heard different reasons why she could be killed. And it's kind of like an exceptional case, you know. But here, in this translation, we're hearing that that any cruel person who is only interested in personal maintenance and has no compassion for other living entities may be killed. And such killing is never to be considered actual killing. So that's like quite that changes the parameters a little bit. You know, that means a lot more people are, you know, in the firing line, if you like, you know, line up against the wall. They can be killed any time, and it's never considered actual killing. No problem. You know, they can be disposed of. Sometimes the leaders of the world, you know, leaders of different countries, kind of take this attitude that anyone that disagrees with me is not, you know, doesn't deserve to live. And these different leaders would go around killing the opposition. It still goes on today. You know, anyone that doesn't, once I get into power, anyone that doesn't agree with me, they can be killed, no problem. So of course we understand that that's actually, they are the ones that should be killed. Such a leader who thinks like that is the first one that deserves to be killed. And actually, we understand that Bharat, the whole world was ruled at one time by one ruler, and there were many subservient kings serving in different parts of the world. And in general, as long as those kings kept the proper order, then they would be able to continue. But if any one of those kings went against Dharma, went against Vedic injunctions, then he could be killed. And so we're seeing here that Parikshit Maharaj was such a ruler, very powerful ruler, and he understands fully the Vedic injunctions. He understands what's to be done and what's not to be done. And he's saying, actually, you know, that, well, anyone who's cruel is fit to be killed. And that's never considered actual killing. That's another interesting thing here, another interesting point that's coming out from the translation. We understand that killing is just actually a temporary manifestation. That, you know, that no one can be killed. No one or no thing, no living entity can actually be killed. And Srimad Bhagavatam wants us to look at the world in that way. But there's killing and there's killing. Creatures are being killed all the time. You just have to look in nature and you will see living entities everywhere killing other living entities. It's a part of the normal routine way of life for one creature to kill another. It's going on as we speak. Millions of living entities all around us in Mayapur are killing each other. You know, right now, in fact, this morning, just outside my window, there's a young pigeon. Just came out of its egg about two, three weeks ago, and there's a little pigeon there, baby pigeon. And every now and then, some other bird, like one of these crows, comes and terrorizes the mother. And the crow is much more powerful than the pigeon. And, you know, there was a fight going on this morning over this little baby pigeon. And just across there, life and death is being played out, the struggle. So it's going on. So, if people are cruel, who hasn't been cruel? I mean, I know when I was a child, my aunt had a little dog. It's a little Jack Russell dog. And I used to take great pleasure in terrorizing that little dog. And now I look back on it, and I think to myself, how can I have done that? But as a child, you know, I would get a rolled up newspaper, and I would threaten the dog, and the dog would go, it would like crack.